My name is Andre Best. I'm 48 years old, and I live in Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States. I've been on what one would call the spiritual path for about 10 years before I heard John speak when I was introduced to him at a meeting through YouTube, I believe. And that was a couple of years ago. And what was most interesting for me was that after hearing him, I realized that what I had been doing for the prior 9 or 10 years was basically doing my darndest to get an understanding of everything that at the time that I called spiritual. But I wasn't actually doing anything that involved doing, which is, in my opinion, what John is talking about and trying to get us to do. So that was a pretty important shift when I first heard him, because he was, what he was saying was very different for me. Again, it wasn't about getting a spiritual ego, per se, through a keen spiritual understanding of all these books and so forth, like I actually had been doing prior to that, where I was reading a lot. I was listening to literally hundreds of tapes. I had never undertaken a spiritual practice of any sort, meditation or anything, but I was feeding the intellect like crazy for 10 years. And when I had that understanding of this is not just about an intellectual grasping of it, but an actual doing of it, doing something that was practical, that's when things began to change for me. And what happened was about a year ago, about a year into this process with John, my mind was becoming quite angry with this, because it was telling me things like, you have to go and do this, you have to find out about this. So it was kind of putting up a struggle, because this was actually working. Doing the looking like John was talking about in his podcasts and meetings, that the mind was coming across something that was actually making a change in my life. At the beginning, around that time, things were rather slow, what I was noticing that was changing. But then what happened was that I realized that this was something that needed to be wanted. It had to be something that a person wanted to do significantly, not intently necessarily, but it needed to be wanted. And if the wanting was there, then the doing was going to be there that would cause the looking to have the effect that it was meant to have. So that at that time, when I had that other understanding of that this was actually something that did need it to be done, that needed to be wanted, and then actually needed to actually be done, then things began to, for want of a better term, things began to be removed from my experience of existence. It was a matter of noticing that things in my life that were here previously were gone only through noticing the absence of them. It wasn't an awareness of them that I'd always lived with, but I was aware that they were being removed through the looking. And one of the big examples was the removal of a lot of definition that I had about time, whereas an example is when I would fall asleep or need to go to sleep, it was no longer this big event that one day was ending, another day was beginning. This was something different to do. It was a closure in the evening and a beginning in the morning. All of that was basically disappearing, whereas my experience was becoming a leveling. It was becoming leveled, that again, things were being removed and everything was just becoming this seamless flow of doing. It was doing sleeping, doing waking, doing eating, doing working, and then it also became doing the looking. So it was another activity that was being done in this seamless stream of events that was basically becoming my existence. I mean, I know I'd always have been, but I was basically living that from then on. So that was about 6 months ago. And essentially what has happened since then as well is that I won't describe that there's something that's here that I'm aware of, but what I am aware of is that there is this quiet inside, that I am no longer suffering life, essentially. What previously had bothered me, I would react to, I would respond to, I would want to change, I would want to not be what was. All of that has virtually disappeared. I'm not saying that things don't happen. I still have an ex-wife. I'm a single father. I still have a job. I have issues. There's many issues. All of the stuff that we all go through, that still occurs. But the relation to that has changed, and that's on a daily basis, consistently on a daily basis. So I just want to add that the one thing that I've noticed that really worked for me after hearing it said by John at one of the podcasts was that I've learned to relax my focus on what the senses are perceiving. And when I'm awake and I'm doing the looking, I'm doing what John says. I turn my attention in. I look inward, but yet I know that's impossible to describe, but what has really worked for me is that, let's say I'm sitting in a chair and I'm doing the looking, I make sure that I have a part of my body that I can see, like maybe my foot or my hand or my arm, because we all have a really good idea of what our body looks like. And when I know that I'm doing this relaxing of my perception, and I'm doing the looking, that there is almost a removal of the identification with my body, that is just this object that's there. And that's actually when I notice that everything essentially kind of turns into nothing. And I know that that's what John has said it could be described as, because it's essentially devoid of pizzazz, essentially. Like, I would say that is something that I've found. I haven't heard it described before, but that has worked for me, and that's something that I've been able to do. If I'm sitting and doing the looking, or I'm laying on the couch and doing the looking, I make sure I can see my feet propped up on the couch, or I'm walking up a flight of stairs or down a flight of stairs, or I've learned that I can do this also in the car. I can see my hands on the steering wheel. So it's really a different way, and it's kind of an indicator for me to know that the nothing's really happening, but it's what's not happening. And there's a relaxing of the focusing.